Some philosophers believe they have discovered reality, something that is reality captured absolute truth. That's really a good-sized mouthful, isn't it? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. Some philosophers believe they have discovered something that is reality captured. In other words, reality captured absolute truth. Now, wouldn't that be an exciting adventure? Wouldn't that be an exciting adventure to capture absolute reality? Reality captured absolute truth. What does that mean? Well, actually, it doesn't mean anything, because you have to give it a definition. And absolute is a word that has no definition. It means all, it means everything, it means the totality of things, but what does that mean? What does that mean to you? What does that mean to me? What does that mean in our relative world? Well, in our relative world, it means just absolutely nothing. Because in our relative world, we have everything as an item, everything as a concept, everything as an existence. And if it doesn't have an existence, then it doesn't have a reality. But let's take that a step further. Philosophers have talked about these concepts for years. Religious philosophers have talked about them and talk about them every Sunday in church. And religious people have opinions about the absolute, which is the creative cause of the universe. But what is that? What is that all about? And what is it that the creative cause causes? And if the creative cause causes anything, is it something different from the creative cause, or is whatever the creative cause has created the creative cause itself? Well, in my understanding, I think that everything the creative cause creates is itself, and everything that the creative cause created is the creative cause, and is the allness of the created cause, except that the creative cause put a little point in there saying that that which it created doesn't know, doesn't remember who it really is and what it really is. In fact, that's one philosophical point that many people take as a theme. Why are we here? Why are we on earth? Why have we been born at all? And what is the real question that we have for ourselves? And the real question is to remember who we really are, to remember what we really are, to remember that we really are the all, that we really are absolute, we really are God, we really are the allness, and there's nothing else to be. However, knowing that and thinking that and wanting to believe that makes it very difficult for us, because we haven't been able to decipher it. We haven't been able to analyze it. We haven't been able to define it in a way that we can use it every day in our life. Now, the definition that I like to give to it, and the definition that we give to it at the University of Healing and the University of Philosophy, is when we seek to know who we are, what we are, why we're here, what our purpose is, and so forth, it falls into a two-point statement. Be yourself and have fun. The only reason we're here is to be ourselves and have fun. Now, can we be imaginative and be ourselves, or are we limited by the appearances that we have created over the millennia of who we think we are? Are we mutating beings that will one day mutate ourselves into the ability to survive in the universe? Or are we mutated now so that we no longer are our original purity and integrity? Is there an absolute concept behind what and who we are? And if there is an absolute concept behind what and who we are, how does that absolute concept fit into what and who we are? How does that absolute concept fit into the reality that we are the allness, that we are the isness, that we are everything that is? And yet we say, my goodness, I get headaches. My goodness, I need glasses. My goodness, I have to support this body, sometimes using a wheelchair, sometimes using prosthesis, sometimes using many different things. Where am I? If I am the allness, why am I living in a limited physical body? Why am I living in a limited mental body? I don't know all these things. I would like to say I know that I know that I know, but I don't know all these things. And we ask these questions of ourselves. And of course, the only answer is, it is done unto us according to our belief. It is done unto us according to what we feel that we have the strength to put into motion for ourselves and say, I am God. I am the creative cause of the universe. I am number one. I am a fantastic being. And to create ourselves saying that as the creator, we create everyone else in our world the same way. With that same possibility, with that, well, how can they be God and we be God? Because there is only one God and we are all that one God. And that one God is not a being. It is not an anthropomorphical being. It is a concept. And as a concept, we can all be the concept. Now, the concept of light bulb is universal, although it is expressed in an infinite number of ways. It uses different types of filaments. It uses different types of energy with to maintain the ability to light and keep the filament from burning up instantly. It has many other aspects. It's sometimes an argon and neon light. Sometimes it is many different things. Now, what is it? What is the real light bulb? Will the real light bulb stand up? Well, the real light bulb is a concept. And this concept is universal, and it is used by every light bulb maker that there is. But the light bulb makers, rather than making the universal concept of a light bulb, make a concept of a light bulb that they envision to be what the light bulb should be. Now, let me describe. The light bulb is that which gives off light under any circumstances, with or without electricity. It gives out light in any dimension of light, whether it's minuscule light, a tenth of a watt, or a million watts, or more. It is a light that gives off light to whatever degree we choose to have it give. It is a bulb that lasts as long as we feel it should last. It is glass or not, or it is merely a concept of glass. And now the concept of glass, that is something that the bulb is too. And the filament, if so be it, that is something the bulb is too. And the type of gas that's inside of the bulb, that is something too. And whether it's brass or copper or iron, whatever the base of the bulb is, that is the uniqueness of whoever is designing it and creating it. But the ideal bulb has neither name nor purpose for any of these things. A light bulb, if you can say its purpose, is to give light. But to give light how? Little or lot? All or nothing? It can't give nothing, because a light bulb's purpose is to give light. And if it does not give light, then it is not a light bulb. Oh, well, I got a dozen light bulbs at home in a drawer, and they're not giving off light. Yes, they are. If you were to look inside those light bulbs, you would see the most infinitesimal spark of light glowing inside, because that is its purpose and that is its allness. It is incapable of not giving off light, just like our bodies is incapable of not being alive. We may change the form of our bodies, we may move the atoms around, the elements around, but the body itself is a concept. And it will never change. It can never not be there. The light bulb is a concept, and it can never not have light in it. And the light that it has in it is according to the choice that we make for it. Now, can we visualize this? Can we look in absolute terms at life? And can we say in the absolute reality, the reality captured, absolute truth. Can we say that this is how it is, or it is not how it is? Can we say these things? Well, we can say anything we want, and quite likely will be true. Now, what if we say the contrary? will the contrary be true, where one moment one statement is true, which is a plus statement, and the next moment a minus statement is made, and it also is true? Yes, that's true. Everything is true. Everything is real. Everything that exists is the reality captured absolute truth. And it does not have to be revealed or demonstrated, or it can be revealed and demonstrated. Whatever is our choice for it, that's what it is. And we must come to the decision within ourselves, whatever our choice is for whatever we are. And as we come to the choice or the decision of it, we come to the realization that some philosophers believe they have discovered something that is the reality captured absolute truth. Are you one of those philosophers? I am. And I am living in that awareness. And every time I turn around, I feel more and more right. I feel more and more at ease with these complex ideas of absolute and relative. The relative is like falling off a log now. Absolute is like falling off a log, but I haven't quite reached the depth of it that I'd like to have. And so I keep working at it. And I keep realizing that all is, and absolute is not the relative, but it's the allness. But the allness of what? Of relative things? Hardly. It is the concept behind everything, and it has no relationship. No relationship whatsoever to anything else other than itself. Absolute philosopher has a lot of fun. And I'd enjoy hearing from you what sort of ideas you have from your absolute philosopher point of view. Put them on tape if you wish. Put them on your, write them down and send me an email or something. I'd love to hear what your concept is of some of these strange and way out topics that we have for the absolute philosopher. It's wonderful to share with you today. I wish you all the joy of my heart, because I love you, I love you, I love you.